Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Bishop Solomon from the Solomon Ministry International, a worldwide ministry that reaches the lost for Christ. And today we bring you an anointed word from the Lord in healing and deliverance. Remember, we can be reached at 573-337-4474. Jesus said in Mark 9 and 23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. We welcome you to the show today. And this is a new year, and we are looking forward to God doing mighty things that people around the world and every nation will be saved, healed, and set free and delivered. And they will know who Jesus is. The title of our message today is How to Discern Voices, Test the Spirits. How to discern voices and test the spirit. Our scripture verses is found in 1 John 4, 1 through 6. Let us read. Beloveds, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Whereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knows God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Whereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to come before you, because you first loved us. And you sent your Son that you may fellowship with us and be with us, and that we may be again back with you. Father, we come today, and we thank you that this message that you have put our hearts, that it will minister to people all around the world. And Father, we thank you that the listening audience will open up their hearts, and they will receive this word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that there's so much we don't know. But, Father, everything that we need have already been done by you. And, Father, we need to catch up. We need to go back. We need to go back from where we started, Father. that we might know the truth and the truth may set us free. Father, I thank you now that during this program, or at the end of this program, or whoever listened at this message, that somebody will be saved. Somebody will be set free. Somebody will be delivered. Strongholds and demons and devils will be cast out. Father, somebody will be inspired to give you first place. Somebody will say yes to you. Somebody will honor you. And Father, somebody will completely turn around today. They will make a decision, glory to God, to follow you and to give you all the praise and glory. Now, Father, we ask you as we go into this message today, feed us that we might receive and know the truth, and it will set us free. And everybody say amen, amen, and amen. We're going to be talking about today how to discern voices and test the spirit. As I begin to look at that first verse in 1 John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world." Here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that this is a command by God. He commands us to test the spirit. He commands us to try the spirit that we might know the truth. It's a command. And when we do, we will be able to discern the voice, and we will be able to know if it's God or not. And we will be able to understand the voices. We will be able to understand the spiritual voices and what the spirit means about these things. Well, we ought to look at spiritism. Now listen, folks. Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, they are just related. But you know what? They have no room for the blood of Jesus. And you cannot get near God except by the blood. And they tell you it's impossible. This is what they say. But I have the answer. And the answer is this. The blood of Jesus is the only power that can make a clear road into the kingdom for you and I. Are you listening to me? And so it tells us in these few verses here that every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Are you listening? And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is not of God. That's testing right there. You're only going to bite and read it over and over again and get it in your spirit. Amen. He's telling you the truth. Amen. Two things in this verse he's telling us. Number one, he said, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. It's the truth. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Listen, beloved, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. Now listen, for this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We know it. And so this is what I want you to understand. You have to be in a position to try the spirit, to see whether or not they are of God. Listen, first of all, you need to be saved. You ought to get into word in that word instead of that word. Amen. Now, let me ask you this question. Why should believers try the Spirit? Can I say that again? Why should believers try the Spirit? Well, the answer is this. It's simple, to see if it's of God or not. Amen? 1 John 4:1, again, he commanded us to do this because he wants us to know the truth. He don't want us to go astray. And he's given over detailed instructions as to how we have to do it. So we test the spirit to see if it's of God. When we do, we will be able to tell the true revelation, and the true revelation that will come to you will always sanctify the heart. It will never have an if in it. You see? Sometimes we read, and sometimes we do things, we ask questions, but there's always an if. But let me tell you something. If the word of God is true, there is no if. There is no if in it. Remember what Satan said to Jesus. He said, if you are a son of God, and if you would fall down and worship me, if. There is no if. There is. The Holy Spirit never comes with an if. The Holy Spirit is the divine orator, the Holy Spirit is the divine orator of this world. Why? It speaks for us. It speaks to us God's word. Let's look at this example. If you remember the man in the tomb with the evil spirits, the Bible said he cried out and was cutting himself with stones. But listen, Jesus came on the scene. And the Bible said the man ran to him. And this is found in Mark 5:2-13. Now, and the evil spirit said, have you come here to torment us before thy time? Matthew 8:29. Amen. Have you come? First of all, the evil spirits recognized who Jesus was. Matthew 8:29, and behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of God? Thou art come hither to torment us before the time. When Jesus coming on the scene, evil spirits, they recognize Jesus. They have to honor him. Amen. The man, look, this man with this evil spirit, he had no power to get free. But these evil spirits were so troubled in the presence of Jesus. So, listen to me. They cried out, "Have you come here to torment us before the time?" They recognized Jesus. I want you to know today, and I want you to understand, when that Jesus lives on the inside of us, they don't recognize us as personally, but they recognize the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, which is Jesus Christ. Sometimes we deny our sin and push away the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit that lives on us, it convicts us, but sometimes we just push it away. It's just like you are sitting at a table and you finish your meal and you push your chair back. I've got enough. I've had enough. But listen, there's one that lives on the inside of you who is mighty. And the Bible said, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So listen, he who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. I want you to stand today for everything we need, for everything we have to go through. We need to go to the Word. We need to go to the rock. And so we have today detailed instruction. Amen. Now listen. Jesus wants you to be so under his power, so controlled by and filled with the Holy Spirit, that the power of authority in you will resist all evil spirits. We are so not on guard for Christ. But listen, we as believers, we should reach a place in the Holy Spirit where the change in us, and there is no a desire there to seek evil, but there's a desire to seek the things of God. And I think it's important that we talk about the Holy Spirit. This is how we test. Who lives on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit has to possess us until we are filled, led, divinely led by the Holy Spirit. It is a mighty thing to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit. Are you filled with the Spirit?" Amen. If you're filled in the Spirit, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you, and you're going to know the truth. Listen, beloved. Do not desire to lead Jesus. He will lead you into the truth. Sometimes we just come to God, and we say, "God, you ought to do this, and you ought to do that." You ought to come to him and confessing your sin. You ought to come to him seeking his will. And so when we come to Jesus, what? He will lead you into all truth, not us leading him. He will lead you into nothingness. But when you are in nothingness, you will be in power. He will lead you into weakness. But when you are in weakness, God will be with you in mighty. Everything that seems weak from a human perspective will be under the control of divine power. We ask the question all the time, how do we do this? How do we do that? Go to the Word. Paul said, "I will not have you ignorant of the things of God, his gifts, His operation, his saying. Listen, beloved. That's why it's important when we are saved that we seek and ask for to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? The Holy Spirit has wisdom. And the Holy Spirit does not expect you and I to be foolish. The Holy Spirit has perfect insight into knowledge and wisdom and truth. And it always gives you balance. Listen, beloveds. You always need to have one thing removed, and that is being terrible afraid. Jesus, he didn't give it us the spirit of fear. Amen. But look, he gives us a sound mind. So here's the bottom line. When fear leaves, power and confidence comes in to its place. And maybe you were today you're fear. You're in fear. But look, come to Jesus. As you come to him, as you know him, as you confess your sins, this fear would leave. And then you will begin to see and express his power and confidence will come in the place of fear. Also, in order to attest the spirit, love must remain. You see? Love, in order to obey God rather than your inclination to be something. But if God wants to make you something, that's different. See, love never fails. And so it's important. Is love operating in your life? Divine equipping. Amen. To be all that we can be for Jesus. And so we should never have in mind that I will do something. Listen, beloved. I do not preach my own ideas, nor do I tell you what I think. It has nothing to do with me. It's the word of God. It's the Holy Spirit. And when I do, every cardinal things will be and must be destroyed. And so what we need to do in testing the Spirit is examine yourself to see where you are. If you are not in perfect peace, you are out of the will of God. Should I say that again? If you are not in perfect peace, you are out of the will of God. Jesus wants you to be so under his power, so controlled by and filled with the Holy Spirit, power of authority in you will resent all evil. Amen. We know. In testing the spirits and these voices, that the chief executive of the world is the Holy Spirit. He is here today as a communication to our heart, to our minds, to our thoughts of what God wants us to know. And then, beloved, we must, you and I, we must know the voices of God and when he's on the inside of us so that when God speaks, he speaks with wisdom. See, when the devil speaks, he speaks with unbelief and evil. So let's get back to the main point. Judge the spirit. Here's how we judge the spirit. Ask this. Ask yourself, did Jesus come in the flesh their voice would have answered no. Satan's voice will automatically say no. It will tell you Jesus did not come in the flesh. And so that voice, he will not acknowledge that Jesus came in the flesh. The devil will, and he is the father of spiritualism. Amen. So look, there are two workings, and they are this. The working of the spirit are always contrary to the working of the flesh. You see, Jesus needs to be glorified in our lives as we do his will. And so, ask this voice, ask these evil spirits, ask demons and devil. When a voice comes, no matter how it seems to you, you must test it. You must test that voice. When a voice comes and it is strange, when it is persistent, pressing on you to do something that is not of God, you know that is not of God. When it does not speak his word, when it does not recognize that Jesus came in the flesh. You can hardly conceive how this thing is possible. You have a position in the power of the word of God to say to this evil spirit, did Jesus come in the flesh? And the satanic power will say no. But then you know this is not of God. The power on the end, it gives us the power to seek the truth. It gives us the power to speak to these evil spirits. And so I ask you today, did Jesus come in the flesh? Yes. And now he not only came in the flesh, but he lives on the inside of us. Christ came into you the moment that you believe. There is a manifestation of that. Amen. You can live in such a way, personality of Christ is the fact of what Paul said, not I. I don't live anymore, but Christ lives on the inside of me. Beloved, if you want to know the truth about how to discern voices and test the spirit, go back to chapter 4, 1. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, and they are of God, whereby we know the spirit, the true living God who lives on the inside of us. I pray today that you will give God first place. I pray today that you will seek his face and his wisdom, that you and I may test the spirit and know the truth. And remember this, he will not have us ignorant of what Paul says, but he desires for us to understand his word, his gifts of the spirit. Now, Father, I thank you as the artists make a final decision today to ask you to come into their hearts if they're not saved. And then, Father, I ask that you lead them and guide them, that they will know the truth and the truth may set them free. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify your name this very day in Jesus' name. And remember, if you put God first, he will put you first. Amen and amen. God bless you, and we will see you next time. And remember this, the Holy Spirit is the chief executive of this world. He's here today as a communicator to our hearts and our minds and thoughts. And he desires to live into you and me. This is Bishop Solomon. We'll see you next time. God bless. Heaven will smile upon you. Amen and amen.